This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
It's been a great start to the NFL season, and it's only getting better at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. DraftKings is kicking off another week of action by giving new customers a can't-miss offer. Just bet $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $150 in free bets. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $150 in free bets instantly. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Indians.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. Fan Run Radio.
We will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate
football time in Tennessee.
As an entire football program, we want to play fast and be physical. The type of program that we want to have and we will have at Tennessee. We want to be innovative, but we want to have fun. There's not a better place in America to do that than Knoxville, Tennessee. It's a special place to come play college football, and everything and anything that you want to do in the game and outside of the game has been done at Tennessee and will be done again.
But Dad, I want to be a rodeo clown.
Dang it, Bobby.
Excited to run out of the tunnel and make that right-hand turn behind Smokey and ready to play in front of 103,000 in Neyland Stadium.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that's no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Don't say.
We can dress real neat from our hats to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed. And I can act
welcome in to the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio.
Fan Run Radio.
Can you do that on your own time? What do you?
Why did you do that before the show started?
I never say here. The dial might be turned down to zero over there.
He's figuring it out.
What adult.
Testing 1, 2.
Oh, goodness. Great.
3, 4.
He's gonna make this whole show about him, isn't he?
You don't need the mic on though. If you're just
you're just pounding wings.
I know, but I want to make sure the settings.
While you're over there, why don't you turn me out just a little bit?
Which one are you?
Two.
One? He's just one to the right of the one on the left.
One to the right of the one on the left. That's
there's five knobs there.
Yeah. I didn't know there were five knobs. I don't count them.
Well, most German soldiers are somebody's son.
Is that better?
It's the one to the right of the one on the left.
One to the left.
That's genius.
I don't know.
Middle? Yeah, that's it's better. Yeah.
Is that better? Talk.
Check one. Check. Check one.
Davey has a gazillion wings in here from Craven Wings. Shouts out. And Hickman's counting down funny on the board, even though it's Davey's normal countdown that's really awkward.
That is a tray of wings. How many did you end up getting? 90?
80, actually.
80.
Yes.
I think that should be enough. So you put down those 80, you will succeed.
I'd like to say a prayer before I get started.
Nope. That's you probably should do that on your own time.
No, we're about to partake. You guys, there should be some left over. for you all when it's all said and done?
Davey.
Like he's going to eat them all.
I don't think I could get to 80, but you guys might have one apiece. I can't wait. He's going to get to the point where it's, they're too big or they're too spicy or I ran out of ranch.
I got a bunch of different flavors, so we'll get to test and try.
No, we're not helping you. You eat till you pop. And okay. Then whatever's left over, we might have.
Everybody please bow their heads.
Who's counting?
You just count the bones at the end.
Yeah. That's the good thing about wings. There's evidence.
Yeah, but okay.
It's science.
I mean, you want me to say a number every time I finish one?
No.
Maybe every five. It's every five.
Try not to eat into the mic. If you're going to be just
still turning nom. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for this meals that I'm about to partake in. Bless the food to the nourishment of my body. Thank you for allowing me to talk about Tennessee football, even though it only brings me pain and sorrow. And thank you for allowing me to be surrounded by my friends in Houston this morning. And with that said, in your name we pray, amen.
Well, that's kind of sacrilegious.
Yeah, it's good that you prayed. I would hate to see you choke.
It's going to be bad. You've got like 80. You got like 79 to go, and you're like kind of being picky with which one you want to start with.
He just touched him.
There's a lot to do with the first one. It sets the tone for the rest. It's like the first play of a game in football, okay?
He's got a play.
Like when Jeremy Pruitt did the
just don't turn it over,
block anybody.
Yeah.
And they just turned it over a couple of times, actually.
Yeah, don't get it going down the windpipe on the first one or anything. And he has begun.
And the route is on.
All right.
Okay.
We'll check back in with him in an hour or two.
Yeah, yeah. just stack them high over there. Make sure we...
I mean, the trick is to go fast, right?
Like, and don't try to sub a flat bone for a... A drumette bone. Make sure we're putting the bones together from the flat, okay?
Yeah, he's got that strategy.
This is a wing and this is a wing. No, those are two flat bones. That's one wing. Technically, every two,
right,
a flat and a drumette is a wing, is one wing.
That's a good point.
It's the shoulder and the elbow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that confused the hell out of me for the longest time, by the way. I mean, the longest time. Good. I was like, I don't understand how there's two, like, this is a little leg. Why is it called a wing? Because it's the shoulder. I mean... The things you learn. I'm a big full wing guy.
Yeah.
And when I get them, I don't cut them up. Cook them like that. Delicious.
How's the old Joe Milton wing? Is it
the wing's fine?
Is it loosened up?
I think the wing is good.
Still too tight? Is his arm wound too tight?
It's or the
is
drum.
It too, is it too loose?
It's the drumstick is bothering him.
Okay.
Oh well, he's got a strong wing.
Yeah, I'm talking about the
accuracy thing. And he flew down from Michigan.
Thing.
Well, as it gets cold, birds instinctively know direction and distance. They know when to leave to get to warmer climate. They know how far. They know how to pace themselves. So as the weather has changed, the ball won't fly as far. Mm. I think the deep ball. Well,
he's a cold weather guy. He's up in Michigan. He's got
it. He likes it a little chilly. What's the high in Gainesville Saturday?
I don't think that's true. And didn't Hendon Hooker had like some issue in the cold at Virginia Tech? Do you remember this?
No.
Wouldn't the air quality get better the colder it gets? So it's probably going to go farther.
The ball's denser. Get away from
I don't know. It's gross.
It's like literally the one thing I asked him to do is not.
We're
going to
run a train on these things.
Hypo had vol calls last night.
Oh yeah, what do you say?
Can I just go ahead and?
I'm sure we got a lot of insight.
Get a grievance out of the way of me early on.
That didn't take long. 7:13 on your Thursday,
bingo,
September 23rd. Let's see, Hodges with a grievance against.
I don't like how he doesn't talk in complete sentences when he's being interviewed.
The horror! Ha! Fire him now!
I'm not saying like.
Oh my God!
I'm not saying they got to be like interview answers, but. Just the, like, come in.
He speaks like he thinks.
Like.
Tragedy.
Like, apparently he's asked on the week of practice, like, great Monday morning. Come in. Review the tape. How do we get better? Grow from that. Into that team meeting. Put on a slide that has Florida Gator logo. Actually, that was added to the quote. And you've got everybody's attention. They're excited. It's been a great
week. Oh, man, this is... The problem is you're reading it. I bet
it's been a great week of practice.
He lets you fill in the blanks. It's like an ad lib. You create your own story.
It's weird, though, because he doesn't...
We should do Mad Libs.
He answers questions, like with the sideline reporter, you know, grabs him on the way to the locker room.
Mm.
It's just a different way he answers than when he's like at a podium situation or even on vol calls, where I guess maybe he can't see the caller.
Mm.
He just kind of
checkpoints. They don't want to waste time.
Wait, so you're saying he answers the vol call questions like he would a reporter?
Yeah.
Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe he's like just always in game mode. You know, you don't have to get ready if you stay ready.
He was asked about preparing for the first road game.
You just what? Sorry?
He was asked about preparing for the first road game. Did you see what Alante Taylor said the other day about road games?
No.
I'll paraphrase. He basically said, it's a whole lot of fun to be able to fly on an airplane and not have to do the normal like crap you have to do when you fly on an airplane and get to travel, but that we got to stay focused on like football, which I never really thought about that some of these guys just enjoy the trip, and that
road trips are fun, man.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
I mean, in college, it's nice to go to the airport and you just zip on.
That's what he was
saying. Yeah, you don't have to go and stand in line and get there early and sit in those weird chairs and decide, do I want a Starbucks or is today the day I get a Cinnabon? No, you haven't had one in 10 years. You don't want one? No, I don't know. They're right there. No, they're bad for you. So, yeah.
You don't have the whole, like, you know, please unlace your shoes, sir, and, you know, empty
You've
everything
You've been selected
out of
for
your...
our totally random screening.
Right.
When you step over here behind the curtain, the little spinny test where you put your hands up.
Right,
and
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, none of that. You just go in, get on, they give you your food
Turn
as you get on the plane.
Cough.
That's a different test. No, it's good. Uh-huh. And then there's less for them to do. Like, they get to Gainesville, they do their walkthrough, they go back to the hotel. There's not, there's less distractions. You know, there's not your friends and your maybe romantic interests. You're there with your team.
Yeah.
You get a good night's sleep. You don't got to wake up a little earlier, do the ball walk. You just, you know, it's new environment, team dinner. And it was weird for the basketball team because we could go out to a restaurant with the entire team. It's not that crazy to have, you know, say 15 to 20 people. With football, I guess they just have like the banquet room at the hotel catered. For every meal, just a hunch. So it's a little different. I mean, it's not like they're exploring Gainesville or anything, but could be worse.
Heupel was asked about preparing for that first road game. He said, if you hear some of that music and your blood doesn't boil, you're in the wrong profession, arena.
What kind of music? Like Florida music?
Yeah, Florida music. We understand the environment we're going into there. Communication, being able to handle the crowd noise is a huge part of the football game. Our first road game is a football program together, players and staff. The little things add up to the big things that everybody sees. Focus on the details and do your job at a really high level. Nothing extraordinary, just do the ordinary at a really high level. Give ourselves a chance to go compete and play well.
Isn't the ordinary at a really high level extra ordinary?
I think
just a thought. What are you watching a video back there, Hickman?
I think you nailed it.
Twitter.
Guys are on your P's and Q's today.
What do you mean, guys? Can you not do that with the crushing?
What?
Hey.
When I reheated or I broiled it this morning, the end got a little crispier than I would have liked. But that's on me.
Exactly. I just don't. The sound of breaking bones is not. What now? What did you read something else?
No, I was laughing at the breaking bones thing.
Did you hear it?
It
hurt my. I don't know. It's reminding me of something I don't want to think about. Yeah, big road game, big test. Yep. I mean, it's a big one. Anything else from vol calls? Any good questions from the audience? The callers?
I don't know.
Did we get old? Hell, I don't know. Who is anybody first or last? No?
We're getting. Hey, coach, long time, first time.
First time in a long time. Love the vol calls.
Heupel did say college football is a 1 week season every week.
I don't have a problem with coach speak, man. Like, I'm just used to it at this point. Like, it is what it is.
I mean, it's no different than the last couple of guys, right? Like, Pruitt never really gave us that much. A, he wasn't that interesting to listen to anyway. Butch just spoke in oblong cliches and talked about books. Dooley was funny, but then the losing set in and the funny was no longer funny.
Right.
I mean, are you really bothered by Josh Heupel and the way he...
No.
Okay. I like it. I like to know I don't have to pay attention. He hasn't said anything dumb yet, has he? Since he's been here? Has he said something where you're like, oh, come on, man?
Not that jumps out, no.
Yeah. He's a good, smart guy.
Sweet chili. That's the flavor I think is the best so far.
You heard it here first, people.
Britton in Chattanooga was excited about the timing of some thing about the prize pack you were going to get because he just got him a new charcoal grill.
Come again?
Well, Coach, it just got me a new Traeger.
I'll tell you what, Bob, that's great timing because I just bought a charcoal grill. Bob Kessling says, way to go. This will work out well
way
for you.
Way to go.
It's your lucky night.
Way to go.
Apparently, this guy won the prize pack. Apparently, so he's. But
well,
like,
I just bought it.
Doesn't Calhoun's already fix the food for you? Why does it? Is he gonna grill out?
I don't know
more
what
food?
The I don't know what the prize.
I don't was. Either. It doesn't say.
He called in. He wasn't there, was he? Or did you have to be there?
It's the first call on Vol Calls gets a prize pack from Calhoun's.
First call.
Yeah, so maybe he just means he's going to grill out for the game.
Oh, heck yeah, brother.
Maybe you get the prize pack delivered.
You think you can get it
game
that
day,
fast?
Maybe?
Where's he calling from?
Well, the game's not until Saturday, Houston. I mean,
I know.
It's Wednesday night.
I know, but where's he live? What if he lives in Alaska? I bet it can't get there.
I mean, you know it didn't ship out until this morning at the best.
It didn't ship out last night.
I mean, Dan calls in from Pakistan, so.
It's Britton and Chattanooga. Sorry. I'd already said
what'd you
that.
Say?
I said Dan calls in from Pakistan. Could you imagine it's having true. To ship a grill to Pakistan?
That'd be funny.
It's not the grill.
He already bought the grill. Pay attention.
I figured he was just getting it like delivered like the day of or go pick it up.
Are we really talking about the prize pack of Vol Calls? Like, that's where you went
no,
with this?
No, I was just mentioning it. You said it was any weird callers. This was the first one.
I was
one.
Talking football. You said something about bad news.
Yeah, I'm looking
vague.
For it.
Oh, okay. Well, cool. We'll just listen to Davey eat.
All right, so Heupel was asked about Tennessee's injury situation going into the Florida game.
Healthy as an ox.
He said,
ready to go.
He said this.
Pumped up. He said,
believe we'll get some of them back.
Hell yeah, brother.
Vol leave.
That's what I mean by the whole partial.
No, I just said.
Is he saying
thing.
He thinks they will get him back, or he saying, wants us to believe?
You just
got to
add. You got to add words like I, we. So he's saying I believe we'll get some of them back.
Yeah, some of them back. It's day to day with the health of these guys.
Aren't we all day to day?
We're more banged up than I would want to be at this point in the season.
I'd say banged up at all is more than you'd want at any point in the season.
It's kind of like your cloud question.
Hmm. Yep.
You're right.
It was Higman's cloud question. It was put out by Callum. I just read it. You should have vetted.
Sorry, we Higman. Are where we are.
Facts.
I mean, tell me he's wrong there. You can't do it.
100% correct.
Yep.
Cannot wait for the 70 guys to get on the plane and go fly to Gainesville. We'll be healthy enough to go play good football.
Not extraordinary football or great football.
He was asked about specifically quarterback Joe Milton III. He
Thank
said,
you.
Quote,
Joseph Milton III.
He practiced a little bit today and moved around okay. So we'll see where he gets to here in the next 48 hours.
We got a FanDuel real fast. I'm going to put a wager down.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what I always do.
Well, don't just buy the cover, though, right? Like, you got to buy the win. but the line's
too, I don't win anything if I put my money on Gators.
Put a lot of money.
What's it worth to you? What's it worth to me?
That's a good question. I mean, God, if we'd won the Pitt game, it'd be worth a lot more.
I know. And the line would probably be smaller, too.
Yeah, you'd have
we'd
better
be
odds.
Worth more.
Right.
Way to go.
Good job, guys.
Our doozy. I got a rumor out of Gainesville, if you want it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They're good.
Rumors swirling that Kair Elam will be out this week.
Mm, corner, right?
It's Matt's cousin.
I know he plays in the secondary.
I'm pretty sure he's a corner. Matt was a safety.
Well, it'll be good to see our guys running wide open by somebody not named Elam. And then, God bless, let's just hope that ball lands somewhere near him.
That's a good point.
I'm going to pray like Davey did. Let that ball land somewhere where the hands can touch it, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Sling it high, let it fly.
I should have made a reference to, like, forgive me for my trespasses. And then, like, something about, like, Tennessee's passes. But I don't know. I missed my opportunity. You know?
Yeah, you did. Yes. Apparently, he's their best player on defense.
Really? I didn't know that.
That's what I'm told. Stud corner stud was the corner. Exact reply I got when you said corner, right? No. No, no, no. Stud.
Is that like
corner.
A position? Like, we got the regular corner.
Like, some have a star.
And we got the stud.
He's got
over
a
here.
Stud. Stud.
We got sheetrock, stud.
Sheetrock and stud. I got you. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
I don't know.
No, no, no. We all get it.
Okay.
That was a dad joke.
Good. I'm glad you liked it.
Are you the guy who holds up the stud finder and is like, oh, found one.
I have not made that joke.
Yeah.
I think that is on the turning into your dad commercials, though, for certain insurance.
The newest one of that's cut. Really funny. Let's not talk about leaving the game before we're actually at the game.
I don't think they bring in parking here.
Can we stop talking about parking? Okay, no more talking about parking.
Yeah, those are
the newer ones are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of going to games, we've got to get to the new, what do they call this? The modernized football ticket pricing model for the University of Tennessee. This was a big one, folks. The headline. Close to 50% of existing season ticket holders will experience a total cost reduction. Danny White bringing us into the 21st century.
People are mad.
Some people are mad. Some people are getting a... I saw Troy Elliott gets a knockdown on his price, so he's ecstatic. It just depends on who you are. I got some thoughts on it. But no more grandfathered. Bye-bye.
Well...
Unless you're in the Danny's Shareholder Society, then you probably will be grandfather.
You're like a new grandfather, right? Like just
a fresh grandfather.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a lot of questions about how. I mean, they call it grandfather. Does that mean it's supposed to last about two generations?
No.
No. It's called grandfathered.
It just means it's past the current. I mean, that's the definition, basically.
No, grandfather is an older father's father.
Well, I know what the word means.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What was the original?
But grandfathered in.
I know what it means in the general sense, but I wonder if originally it was like, oh, yes, grandfather, two generations.
Maybe.
Three generations, whatever.
Words change.
Well, we're already getting somebody coming at us along with a bunch of other media people saying, like, no one's covering the no one's getting grandfathered. You said this 3 days ago.
Yeah,
you brought it up.
Yeah,
and now that it's out, I think we need to get your official, big take on it. Because
wait, people came at us and said we're not covering it.
Yeah, it came at all media.
I was asked not to spill the beans until.
Right.
I mean, I saw the pricing sheet and everything. I was asked not to spill the beans until UT made the official
announcement. Now you can talk about it. And this person was saying like,
well, none of these people have to go to games. They just get credentials and go sit in the press box, and they're not real fans anyway, so they're not gonna. They're not giving us perspective.
Can you send me those? Because I'd like to just pop that guy one, right upside his head. I've been a season ticket holder my whole life.
That's what I was saying.
I didn't come
we'll
down.
We'll be able to get your perspective on exactly
Smoky Mountains.
How you feel. You were grandfather, correct? You didn't have a donation amount for your season.
No.
Now you will.
Yep.
Your price is going up.
Yep.
They're screwing over Houston Crest.
I'm sure people are real upset.
We'll talk about it next. Stick with us right here. It's 3 and Out.
It's an outrage. We'll be right back.
Welcome back into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Fan Run Radio. Pick up some White Claw this week as we head towards Florida in the swamp. 7 o'clock. And yesterday, is this a good time to put this out? Bad time, neutral time?
I think the most peculiar part of all this is, in fact, the timing.
I mean, because obviously it's for, starts next year, right? This is for next year. Next year's season tickets, not like 3 years from now, 5 years from now. Next year's season tickets. And, I mean, basically what they're trying to do is eliminate all the special deals that were made with layer upon layer upon layer of season ticket holders at Tennessee. Because there are, I mean, I talked to tons of season ticket holders, and they all seem to have a story about when they started getting season tickets, why they keep doing season tickets, what they think about season tickets in the future, and it always seems different. Yeah, this person started, and then we moved from this section to this section, and, and they,
sounds about
they
like
enticed
mine.
Us to do this, and then we did this, and we've had them all the way back since my daddy's daddy,
my
whatever.
My diddy's diddy.
You know, and it's the headline from Tennessee's release was, Tennessee modernizing football ticket pricing model beginning in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Sub-headline.
Is this just football?
Sort of. Not exactly.
Oh, boy.
Sort of. There was an element of how football relates to other sports, I know at least, that we'll get into. Close to 50% of existing season ticket holders will experience a total cost reduction. If you want to go kind of Davy Hudson style on that, if it's close to 50% is getting a reduction, that kind of implies that more than 50% are paying more. Unless there's some piece
about right.
of the pie that's staying the same, which they don't really communicate, at least in that sub-headline. Anyway, Tennessee Athletics has finalized plans to implement a more simplified and modernized football ticket purchasing process beginning with the 2022 season. The impending changes stem from yada, 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 thoughts and analysis. They got the renovations coming up. It mentions that. Many season ticket holders beginning in the fall of 2022 will experience a price reduction. Access to season tickets also will be expanded to more of the Tennessee fan base, as some areas within Neyland Stadium will not require an annual donation.
Like the upper deck?
I thought
The Vol Pass. So.
I thought it was funny how they're saying this will allow more access for people to buy season tickets when literally this year they didn't sell all the season tickets. Like, what do you mean more access? Yeah. Anyone that wanted some could walk down there and buy them this year. That means everyone on the planet had access. And as you mentioned, it's not like they.
What about convicts?
It's not.
Didn't think that one through, did you?
It's not. They can still buy them. They just couldn't go to the game.
They just couldn't use them.
Boom, roasted. But it's not like they didn't have some cheaper sections, too. It's not like they were all a gazillion dollars in donation this year, and now they're... So anyway, it's kind of funny to me that that's one of the ways they're trying to spin it. Under this new and more equitable model, ticket holders seated in the same section of Neyland Stadium all will be paying the same fair amount.
That's an interesting part.
It is weird that you'd have people sitting right beside each other that paid different amounts for their tickets.
It's really not, though, when you think of the whole grandfathering issue. I mean, I don't know if it's really an issue. It's, I guess, a topic worth debate and discussion. But when the university offers certain perks for certain donations, certain levels of donations at certain times, you get some, you know, you get bonuses. When university was a little strapped for cash and they asked for the donations right now, they're going to give you benefits to say, hey, if you can give us this much right now, your tickets are going to be, you know, grandfathered forever, whatever.
And now that's a lie. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, that's the thing. Like, at some point, you can't grandfather tickets forever. Eventually, you end up with 100,000 grandfathered tickets, right?
Well, unless you get so bad at football, enough drop, which I think's kind of happened. And so maybe that's why now is the time. If you want to, not so much about the announcement being this week, but now's the time to do it if you're Danny White, because you can.
Is it?
I mean, I'd say around this year, I don't know if like waiting till four games into the season is, or three games in to make the announcements the best time, but
it's weird. I mean,
if you start winning big, people are going to be more mad that you're. Oh, now that you're winning, you're taking away my your new. Now you're going to make me pay a donation.
I don't think so, because then I think it's, hey, we're winning. This kind of makes sense. Well, like, you win and prices go up. It's just what happens.
Do you think they had planned on beating Pittsburgh, and they're like, all right, we're going to make sure we announce this before we go to Gainesville? Odds aren't great. They did it.
No, I heard they had some issues with the rollout. They were going to try to do it before Pittsburgh and just didn't get it done. Mm-hmm. No, before Pittsburgh. Before Pitt.
Because you look back to last year, whenever they're like, oh, all these coaches are taking a pay cut. They made sure to announce, like, after Tennessee started 2-0, no, actually, our football coaches aren't taking a pay cut.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's a completely different admin.
Account holders will receive an email Wednesday, September 22nd. That was yesterday, with details specific to their seats. And throughout the coming weeks, Tennessee's athletic staff will proactively reach out to affected account holders to talk through these changes and discuss options. So, are people that bought season tickets like this year for the first time ever and paid a donation, like, is their stuff not changing? That was one of the questions I had. Or is everything changing for 2022? That can be rhetorical. Multiple new premium areas are scheduled for construction. And they, you know, that's the My All campaign. Sections impacted by new planned premium areas include the Lower West, that's sections R through W, rows 1 through 22, and the Upper North, sections YY7 through YY9. Current season ticket holders in these sections will have the right of first refusal for seats in this revamped space.
Mm.
I mean, they'll charge you more, but you'll at least have an opportunity to buy them, I guess.
What do you think of that band name, YY9?
There will be increases to the per-seat gift requirements coinciding with the enhanced amenities. Fan experience upgrades accompanying this phase of renovations include two new video boards in the north and south ends of the stadium, a Lower West premium club, enhanced chairback seating in multiple Lower West sections, and a party deck social gathering space on the stadium's upper north end.
Party deck, huh?
Party deck.
What did I think I gave the number for that. Isn't that like... What did I say, Hickman, it was going to cost you to get season tickets to the party deck? Goodness. Like 7,000?
Yeah,
6,000?
It was above 5, I know that.
Oh, it's West Club, right? Is that what that's called?
The party deck? I thought that was the
North.
It looks good, though.
So to stand in the upper deck, you got to pay.
Yeah, but it's a social
atmosphere. they got some bar seats up there.
Right. So anybody wants to make a donation for old Hickman to get season tickets up there.
The only thing I don't, like, I'm looking at the new pricing, whatever this is, a billboard. It's about the size of the TV. It's something they sit on an easel and show everybody as they walk by.
Yeah.
It says, current ticket prices in the South End Zone non-student section. Obviously, I guess this is saying for one ticket was $950, and it's going to go to $600 that includes donation. It says it's a 37% decrease in the price.
Shouts out.
I don't understand that, because that's not true. Unless they're saying...
What do you mean?
Well, unless they're saying the price... maybe that was the price with donation. Maybe it was, you know, $450. Yeah, that makes sense. So it was $450 for the ticket, and then $500 per ticket donation. So it was $950.
Now it's going
to go to $600, which includes the donation. So if you were grandfathered in, you weren't paying
$950.
You're paying $450 a ticket. So now instead of $450 a ticket, you're paying $600 a ticket.
So what this tells me is that enough people that were grandfathered in that just quit over the Pruitt thing and didn't renew, and they're like, now's the time. They're like,
yes, and so
we just have to screw over Houston and a few other people that stayed, and we can move on.
Well. The only problem I have with it is the whole idea with the grandfathered tickets was, as long as you keep buying them, you stay grandfathered in.
Yeah.
So, like last year, even though I wanted to go to games, I tried to buy them, they wouldn't let me. And then they tried to sell my tickets anyway. They wouldn't sell them to me.
Right.
But they tried to sell them, and then they allowed me to buy them back because they didn't sell them.
Right.
Even though I wanted to buy them up front and go to games, but they wouldn't allow me to do that. So now,
how'd that wall come along?
I have to ask Danny. I'm not sure. I don't know if they're going forward with that. I wouldn't want my name on there, would you? At this point?
No.
Yeah. Even if you thought it would be a good idea at one point?
I'd feel like a loser.
But some people are going to want
my name in the stadium forever.
Do you just send out another like survey? Hey, we got to do the wall because I know some of you want to be on it. But if you would like to bail, like, now's the
time.
Let
us know. Right. But it's just the frustrating part for me is, so I wanted to buy tickets last year at full price. You wouldn't let me.
Yeah.
Didn't sell them to those who you thought, and now you're punishing. So you punish me for it. And now the next year, I buy season tickets. I've used them for every game, and you're not grandfathering me anymore. Which, the thing is, if you're grandfathered, you get you're going to keep your seat in your section. And now I wonder, you know, it just feels like a free for all at this point.
Right.
Like, I wonder, hey, you're not technically grandfathered anymore, but you are going to have first right of refusal on your seat for the new price. Or you can move here for less money, whatever, whatever.
Yeah, I guess that'll be kind of something we find out as people get their information. We got full bank of phone calls. We'll come back with those. Stick with us right here. We'll get right to you on the other side.
Oh, it's a family section. Look at that.
Final segment, hour number one, is brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com. It's the official credit union of 3 and Out. Tell them you heard about them right here on 3 and Out Fan Run Radio. Anything a bank can do, they got you covered. Jumpstart savings accounts for the kids, mortgage refi, HELOC, savings checking, whatever you need, they got you covered.
Do you know what HELOC stands for?
I do.
No, not you. You. Hickman, you know what HELOC stands for?
So, Ben, get a trivia question for him.
Did you see my trivia results yesterday?
I did.
I don't know many things, apparently.
Home equity line of credit.
Mm-hmm.
Just educating the masses here.
So,
jolly old chap.
Right to the G3 Help Me Hotlines. We got Matt on the line first. What's up, Matt? You're on 3 and Out.
Yo.
Yo.
What's up, guys? Adam said there was somebody in front of me. I wasn't expecting you got to click over to me so quickly.
Well, loser dropped.
Yeah, I guess I went to break, and someone said, I'm not waiting for
winner's
a break.
Winner's win, Matt.
Yeah, I could have had to step into work. I'm not trying to knock anybody.
All right, all right. Well, guys, this might be the most beautiful day of the year we've had.
Hey, it's fall. Official.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I got my heater on in my car, man. That's
wow.
That's crazy.
I threw the seat heaters on this morning.
Did you?
I can't do warm air like on my face. This makes me feel like almost sick, but the seat heaters, that's the way to go.
I don't really have much on this whole ticket thing. I don't really carry it away. I just do think it's just weird timing. I mean, I don't understand why you come out at the third game of the season and release a statement that you're, you know, basically raising the price on half the stadium. And it's just not – there's no clarity on it either. Yet again, the communication is just – it's just – Tennessee, man, just doesn't communicate well.
That's kind of my take, Matt. My take on it was, I don't know that revamping it is a bad decision. I'm just worried, I guess, because of past results, that they'll mess it up. You know, like modernizing and trying to standardize and simplify all of that stuff, because it does seem like – I mean, it seems like a Frankenstein, right? The season ticket process policies seem like this just mixed thing where they just connected all this stuff here and here and here, and boom, there you go. So, like, modernizing it all, simplifying it all, making sure that it's clean and correct is probably the right decision, but I really just worry about their execution of it all.
Yeah, that's the thing that scares me. And if you're trying to alienate your most dedicated, from what I was reading, your most dedicated folks, your hardcore Tennessee fans, your gray hairs, you just did that. And if you're trying to get new people on board, you're not going to do that with them. You can lower the price to $5 a ticket. People don't want to go watch a crap product, and that's what Tennessee's given us over the last decade.
Yeah, and that part's not Danny White's problem. Like, that's not his fault, at least not yet.
Well, it's not his fault, but it's his problem to fix.
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah, he's got to fix it. That's why I don't understand the move right now.
Right. Maybe at the end of the season, or, you know, I just
I think you had to wait for 1 year where things go somewhat well. Okay. Yeah, and I hope they do this year. Maybe, you know, we're sitting here in November thinking, man, you know, people are excited about 2022 because we did this, 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 and this. But to make a big sweeping change right now and try to position it as, well, we're trying to welcome in a new generation of season ticket buyers and holders. Man, like we've been saying it for years on this show and every other show in, you know, that talks Tennessee football, like you've kind of lost a generation of fans. They're not showing up right now. You're competing with TV. It's weird that you're going to raise prices of some of your most loyal fans over the years. Now, there's elements to that. You know, how many people are grandfathered in and pay face value for 50-yard line tickets and then just sell them to the scalper every week? I'd say there's some. So this does kind of reset the season ticket board and gives Tennessee more control, but it's just kind of a weird time to do it.
Well, I think the reason they did it, and they won't say this, and I've got a lot of friends who are in this boat, is they got a lot of money. They can just spend whatever they want on. They buy the season tickets, and they don't watch the games. They're not going to watch any of those games. I didn't buy season tickets this year. I definitely don't have the money to buy tickets and not go. I'm not
right,
in that group.
Right, right.
But you know, the friends that I know that do, they've bought the ticket. They buy season tickets and they go down and just they'll sailgate. You know, they'll go down on the boat or whatever. They're just not going into that stadium at all. And this seems like that's going to affect that crowd. Which I don't know if that's a bad thing or not. I think they notice now they're just not getting people in the stadium to watch the games. And you know how they execute it, though. Yeah, Nate, that's what scares me. And the timing of it's just weird. And I would just go back and circle back. Look, I got to go into that stadium. I don't even know what it cost this year, but last year it's $15 to get a beer and a pack of crackers. I mean, you know, that's asinine. You know, so
the big beer now is like $13, $14, $15, depending on which one you get.
That's probably more. It probably went up this year on it.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah.
I thought it was 12. I don't remember though. But anyways, you know, that's the stuff. If you're trying to, they need to enhance the fan experience, not worry about the. You know, if you get fans to come in the stadium, however you do that, I'm not the expert on that, but I would think if you
just
pull out what
period.
Well, that win first, yeah, for sure. But other stuff would be maybe lower the price of your beer. Tell people you're having a, you know, running special. I don't know, man. Do what baseball stadiums do. They do the quirky stuff to get people to come into games. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, like for the Tennessee Tech game, that would have been a good, half off, 30% off, whatever. Because you're still going to make money.
I mean, I want 90s night.
Yeah, how many wings you on there, Davey?
I'll count. What do you guys think?
I don't know, Dave.
25?
Sure. No, there's not.
It looks more than 25 from up here.
We'll give an official count during the break, man.
Yeah, probably about
keep
20.
Keep an eye on them, guys. See y'all.
We'll do. Thanks, Matt. Thanks
for
the phone call.
Have a good day.
Davey, don't talk with your mouth full. It's disgusting.
Here's the second part of it. Athletics also introducing new Tennessee Fund Priority Seating Model. This is going to be fun.
Fun or fund?
Fund.
Are you saying fun?
Fund. I can help you with that whole fund
dilemma.
Currently, donations required to purchase Tennessee football tickets permit donors access to premium benefits at events for other UT teams, such as basketball, baseball, and softball. In other words, a football-specific donation has afforded umbrella privileges extending to multiple sports. In order to expand access and opportunities at events for sports other than football to more fans, the aforementioned umbrella coverage will be discontinued beginning with the 2022 renewal period for each sport. Fans interested in accessing certain seating sections or premium areas at Tennessee women's basketball games, for example, will soon be required to make the specific donation designated for that access at Thompson Bowling Arena. A separate donation will be required to acquire that same level of access at men's basketball games. The same process will apply for UT baseball and softball.
What was the exact line on that one?
What?
We've been selling ourselves short. That's a weird way to look at it.
It was a little frustrating when you couldn't get any baseball tickets because all the people that have football season tickets like were able to just get all the baseball tickets and only cared when the team was good, whereas
well, it wasn't even bumped. I mean, people who bought baseball season, yeah, they
got moved for people that had big football donations
but didn't buy season
only
tickets
for the postseason.
Well, yeah, cuz they just went straight to the big boosters and were like, "Hey, we're hosting a regional.
Yeah.
You want great seats?"
Yeah,
yeah. So they want more money,
right?
Which I kind of get that. But I think if you buy baseball season tickets, regardless if you were umbrella policied or not, you should get to keep your seat for the postseason if you elect to buy those tickets.
Yes, you
I did.
Should.
I did not like that maneuver at all. A lot of that gets fixed if you, you know, make the stadium bigger and better and you don't have as much of an issue.
I didn't see the line about selling yourself short in the release. I don't know who
I
said that
count.
Winner, but how many?
30. You can sit here and count them. I've got 30 down so far.
All right. Pretty good.
That is pretty good. In an hour, it's pretty good.
Pretty good. He said he's going to take a little break and then ramp back up.
It's two
here.
A minute.
How you feeling?
Felt better at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But we're
I feel like
30
is light work. So if he can do 30 in an hour, I mean, we're looking at 90 in 3 hours.
He could. Yeah. You got 10.
You have that. Like, it exponentially, you just start to tail off.
Oh.
Yeah, your
thank
wings
you for
per,
telling me.
Your wings per like 5 minute span is going to exponentially drop off.
He should be able to get all 80 down.
I'm just saying he looks pretty chipper and bouncy, and he's
that's just how I always am.
That's definitely it. I'm just saying no reason for you to slow
down.
We
should bring in wings for Davey every Optimism Tuesday, and then he'd really get in the mood.
I got an optimistic take.
Okay,
I'm going to be excited for the lead up to the game.
All right,
it's because usually during and after I can't be.
Shut up.
Just go back to eating your wings. We'll kick off hour two.
So much
stick with us
when
right
you
here
talking.
On 3 and Out.